Welcome to the Living the Dream podcast with Curveball. If you believe, you can achieve. Welcome to the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, a show where I interview guests that teach, motivate, and inspire. Today, I am graced with the presence of singer-songwriter Mel Scher. He has created a group called Red Crown Tourists, where his plans were for all musicians who were involved to be tourists. So we're going to be talking about him, and so we're going to be talking to him about everything that he's got going on. So Mel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Why don't you start off by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
All right. I live in San Diego, California, and I live in a mountain small town called Campo, about 45 minutes out. So I live in the country. I have chickens and dogs and goats and all kinds of other things. And it's just a great place out here. I live under about 12 live oaks that are about 150 years old. And so it's just got a great vibe. And it's just a fantastic place to think about song ideas and then develop them and create them. And then I go down into town with a buddy of mine named Jeff Forrest at Double Time Studios. And he engineers and helps me produce the song ideas that I come up with out here in the country. I have three grandkids, four kids. They're all working, all doing good. Grandkids are growing faster than I want them to. That's kind of the reason why I make music, is that hopefully someday my grandkids and great-grandkids will be able to hear their grandfather sing about song ideas and hear my voice. So hopefully digital holds out that long. So,
okay. Well, explain to everybody. I know I kind of touched on it, but I'll let you do it in your own words. Explain to everybody about Red Crown Tourists and when it was created, why it was created, and what's the point of it and how it's doing.
Okay. So I'm a man of faith. I've been a believer for probably all my life. I think at 10 years old, I acknowledged that there is a creator and made a serious commitment about 40 years ago. And anyway, I was in my room. I lived in town, and I saw a thing on Bonnie and Clyde, and they had gotten caught up by the law at a place called the Red Crown Tourist Courts. And they were little roadside motels. And I thought, man, that is cool. Because being a believer, I thought, well, the Lord wore a red crown of thorns, and as believers, we're just tourists here. So that's really where the idea belonged. And so it was a vehicle where I could write songs under that name. And I just bring in musicians that I feel can add to a song in a certain way. And anybody who's ever contributed to any of the records, whether they've been a backup singer or a harmonica player or a pedal steel, whatever, I consider them part of it. And that's where the idea of they're just tourists, right? They're Red Crown Tourists. So that's kind of the inception of it. And as time has gone on, I wrote a song called The Renegade, and that was I play in country cover bands out here in San Diego, and we always play this roadhouse called the Renegade. It's on Hold Highway 80, and so I wrote a song for the place as part of the other eight that were on my album, and I submitted it to the San Diego Music Awards, and it got nominated. The song The Renegade got nominated for Best Country Americana Song, and we will see the results on the 30th of April. Just great to be nominated and be part of the San Diego music scene. So because of that, we're starting to play my music live, and I'm starting to see how it could develop into a full-blown musical act. So we'll see how that goes.
So what's the genre of Red Crown Tourists?
My first album was extremely eclectic. If you go to my website, which is RCT Star, so it's RCTSTAR, you'll see both my albums on there. And the first album I produced and finished in 2016, and it's kind of all over the place. I was learning to write songs. Of course, I listen to it now, and I'm like, man, I would love to re-record that album. Because, you know, you get better over time, and then you hear, when you listen back on your older stuff, you're like, I don't play like that anymore. I play a little bit better. So that one's real eclectic. But this next one, because I play in country cover bands and I'm always in the roadhouses around town, LA and Arizona, things like that, I've kind of bent towards the whole country idea. But I'm not really a three chord and the truth person. I like to use, I have access to all seven chords in a key. And I try to use as many of those as I can without doing it just to do it. Because each chord creates a mood and it has a relationship to another one. And so as these ideas are developing, I'll pick a chord, you know, a minor or major, whatever, if anybody understands that. And I've even used a diminished chord in one of my songs on my album called Stay on the Phone. The bridge is a diminished chord. And I, because those are very hard to find a place for. So I would say the short story of the long story I just told is I would classify myself right now as more country Americana, but I'm also a rocker, you know. I love good hard rock and roll and really just all forms of music, because everything's got an idea, you know, as far as where it came from, the traditions that our American music came from. It's all really based off of a blues, and of course blues led into rock and jazz, and so it's all kind of the same thing. So the poison I picked, so to speak, was kind of country and Americana right now. So who knows what happens in the future, maybe something different. So
well, who are some of your biggest musical influences? Who has influenced you throughout the years to do what you do?
Oh, cool. I am so glad you asked that question. When I was younger, when I was five, I loved the Beatles and the Rolling Stones as a five-year-old, because I had older brothers and all that music was coming into the house. So I remember singing 8 days a week and I Can't Get No Satisfaction, just playing around on the picnic table in the backyard. And then when I started listening to music, my dad was a Navy guy out here in San Diego, and they retired and they moved to Norman, Oklahoma. So I lived in the country out there against my will, but I made do. I was really into Stephen Stills, Crosby, Stills and Nash. Those were the main two out there, and Lynyrd Skynyrd. When I was 12 years old, we lived here in San Diego, because we moved back and forth quite a bit, Fort Worth, you know, back to San Diego. San Diego is one of those towns you can leave, you can move, but you can't leave. You always tend to come back because it's just a great place. When I was 12, we lived out here. My brother knew a DJ, and so he was always bringing home albums that the DJ, you know, would cut the corner and didn't need it anymore. And I remember at 12, I used to sneak into his room and play records when he was gone. And I remember playing that Lynyrd Skynyrd album. And I discovered Freebird before Second Helping came out, Sweet Home Alabama. So I was like the first kid on the block that even knew what Freebird was. And I've been an avid Skynyrd fan my whole life. And in fact, in 2015, the actual drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Artemis Pyle, I was in a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band out here in San Diego. We invited him out, and he actually came out and sat in with us for three shows. So as a kid, being a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, and then I'm primarily a bass player, being able to play with my childhood hero was kind of the crowning point of music. So Skynyrd was big. Also Bob Dylan quite a bit. I love John Hiatt. and Lucinda Williams. Those are phenomenal songwriters, and I kind of write like them. I'm not really writing to turn on the public. I just write the songs, and if people like them, great. And if they don't, that's okay too. So when I sit down to write, I'm not really thinking about, I get 3 minutes and 20 seconds for radio format. I just write the story. And sometimes it comes out to be 4 minutes. The Renegade was actually 2 minutes and 38 seconds. I just wrote another song at, it was actually, it's actually at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. But I don't think about the time. I just make sure I get the story in. Frank Zappa. I was an avid Frank Zappa fan in college. And my, I would say my favorite all-time band is Tears for Fears. I just love what they do. And my favorite Tears for Fears album is Raul and the Kings of Spain because Gail Dorsey, I believe her name is, played bass on that. And she's my favorite bass player. And my two favorite bass players would be Gail Ann Dorsey and then also Leon Wilkson from Lynyrd Skynyrd, because both of them were very creative as to what they did on the bass. So I would say those are my primary influences. And of course, I have other bands and things that I'll listen to from time to time, but that's kind of what's formed who I am as a musician.
Okay. Well, tell us about any upcoming projects or current projects that you're working on that people need to know about, and maybe what influenced it and what's driving that.
Okay, so I've got a I'm trying, I'm shooting for November to December to put out my third album. I typically I like to put out a nine song album. I mean, albums is kind of old school, but I'm old school. I kind of do it the same way, and then I'll single them out. I usually try to shoot a video to a song I want to put out there because people are more prone to watch a video than just listen to a song. So the project I've got coming up is called West of Nashville. I have recorded in Nashville. I went back there. I'm in a I'm part of a another band called Southern Rain, and we're an original band. When Artemis Pyle, the drummer for Skynyrd, brought his band, Artemis Pyle Band, out here in 2018, I believe it was. We opened for them at a place called The Cave in Big Bear. And the bass player, Dave Fowler, who lives in Nashville, he's actually a producer, works with a guy named Kent Wells. And Kent Wells is Dolly Parton's producer, from what I understand. I don't know that for fact, but that's what Dave always tells me. Dave, when we opened for them, thought our music was pretty cool. And so he invited us back, and we got to go back to Music Row. And we recorded at a place called Ragtime Studios there. And with a guy, I think the engineer was Kelly Schoenfeld. So he actually did the recording, and Dave produced that. And we did about three of our songs. So that was a bucket list, being able to record on Music Row and being in Nashville. But the album is called West of Nashville that I'm coming up with because, I'm a 63-year-old man, and I doubt I'll ever be able to be invited to the party there in a place like Nashville. It's a 10-year town, and I'm running out of time. But I can do out here in San Diego what I could do back there. And so I just do my thing, and we'll see how many songs I've got. I've got a goal of writing and recording about 120 songs before I check out of this old world. And so I'm busy trying to accomplish that goal. So this next album coming out is West of Nashville. I'm planning on 12 songs. I'm at eight right now, so I've got four more to go. And if I get there, great. If not, I'll put out what I have. So that's what this year is looking like as far as that goes.
Okay, so your website is rctstar.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll close this out with some final thoughts. Maybe if that was something I forgot to talk about that you would like to touch on, or just any final thoughts you have for the listeners.
Yeah, I did a website. I have a lot of social media. You can find me as Red Crown Tourist on Facebook. I'm on Instagram too, but primarily I put everything out through a website, and that's where I store all my music, so to speak. And you can buy the albums there or songs there, individual songs if you'd like. I use a distribution place called DistroKid, and they put it out everywhere. It's on iTunes. The cheapest place to get the album is on iTunes, and I like the compression that they did on the songs. They just seem to play a lot better through my headphones and my iPhone. So, if anybody's interested in buying a song or an album, those are a couple places that they can do that. So.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, male share of the band Red Crown Tourists, rctstar.com. Please be sure to check out their music, follow, rate, review, share this episode to anybody who loves their style of music. If you have any guests or suggestion topics, cjackson102@cox.net is the place to send them. As always, thank you for listening and supporting the show. And when you get into your favorite podcast app, but be sure to tap that follow button and like it and all that good stuff. Mel, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, and enjoy Kansas.
For more information on the Living the Dream podcast, visit www.djcurveball.com. Until next time, stay focused on living the dream.